Hello, everyone, on this beautiful afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to Derek and Mike at the Movies. I don't know, Mike, can you just explain to us why we're in a park right now? I don't really understand why you wanted to meet here.
Well, because it's kind of like Endor, because it's got trees and, like, the little teddy bear people. I mean, children are kind of like teddy bear people, I guess.
I guess I got to disagree with you there a little bit. I don't really see this as being, like, Endor at all. I mean, I get where your head's at. You just wanted to be in a setting that felt more like the movie?
Yeah, just, like, trees and forests and, you know, just, like, do something special for the movie. Because it's kind of a special movie, you know, it's the end of an era.
Well, we're here to talk about Return of the Jedi. This is episode number 3 of 3 on the Star Wars trilogy. And this has been an interesting series, you know. This has been 3 VHS rewinds in a row. We've never done that. I feel like we've really just dissected this whole thing. And we've really gotten into George Lucas's head in the first 2 episodes.
Yeah, it's like the Godfather trilogy, but like of movies, you know?
Yeah, the Godfather trilogy, like if it were movies.
Yeah.
Was Endor your favorite part of the movie? Why you wanted to...
Okay. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. The little teddy bear people are pretty cool because, one, they're bears, but two, they'll hurt you like a real bear would. So I guess they're like bears. Yeah.
I guess, yeah, okay.
I also like that there's like little motorcycle hover things that they do. It seems so dangerous to do it inside trees, but like, you know, they pull it off.
That's easily my favorite scene in the movie is when they're on those hover cycle things. They did that better than Indiana Jones did, just motorcycle chasing in general. Turns out most chases are just better if you do them in, like, the future.
You can get away with a lot more in the future, that's for sure, because they've already solved a lot of the problems, you know, that you would have currently. But Indiana Jones has said in, like, way back times.
And let me just stress this to the viewers right now. If you guys haven't seen this movie, you should just pause it.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, no, don't go back to our last episode. Don't even go back to the episode before that. First things first, you guys got to watch the Star Wars trilogy, okay? We're doing spoilers. All of this is spoiling stuff for you. Maybe you didn't even know about the motorbikes or the bears.
The thing is about Return of the Jedi, though, it's kind of the first movie, right? Because it's like they have to stop the Death Star again, which, like, I don't know. We already stopped the Death Star once. Why would we have to stop it again?
And thank you so much for saying that, Mike, because that was going to be my exact feedback as well. It's like, what's the deal with this empire? How come they only have one idea? It's like they blew up the Death Star. Now they've got to build a second Death Star?
Yeah, there's like a bunch of better ideas than like one thing that blows everything up, right? There's like a million other things that could be more deadlier than a star that can kill a planet. What about a planet that like eats other planets and then becomes bigger and bigger so you only have one planet in the universe? Or what if there's like a planet that eats other planets, but it gets smaller and smaller, so it's the smallest planet in the universe.
Mm-hmm. It's so small you can't even see them anymore.
Yeah.
You know what movie I think did this really well is the movie Inner Space with Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
You know, where he gets like injected. So if you haven't seen that one, I'll just give you like, well, why don't you give them just a quick synopsis of what happens in that one?
Yeah. So this guy invents a shrinking machine with his spaceship, and he gets injected into Martin Short, and like,
because he's that small, you can inject him.
He's like the size of like a cell, like a blood cell.
So if Darth Vader did that, you can blow up the Death Star. We've proven that twice already. You know what? You can't blow up a tiny Darth Vader with a lightsaber in your bloodstream. He'd just cut you apart like piece by piece. So they should have done that. If they do make a sequel to Star Wars 3, although it's Star Wars 7 or something, maybe make it more like Inner Space.
Well, I mean, they're definitely not going to do another Death Star again. I mean, they couldn't do it 3 times.
It would be ridiculous if they did a sequel where they made like an even bigger Death Star and made it like more powerful or something. Like, that's just not believable at that point. I will say my favorite thing that I did really like about Return of the Jedi is the costumes.
Oh, yeah.
So, first of all, Luke just looks really good in black. Like, I'm down with Luke in black. It looks tougher.
It's almost like a karate outfit or something. Like, he knows karate.
Jabba the Hutt costume.
Very good.
Really well done. I think he was just wearing, like, a loincloth or something, but I don't know. It looked like really good fabric.
Man, there's so many things in this movie. I don't know. What would you rate this movie?
Let me just clarify this. Are you asking me how I'm rating it compared to the other two Star Wars movies?
Oh,
or am I just
yeah.
rating it just as a movie in general?
Yeah.
Because those are going to be wildly different numbers.
Would you rate this a star, a wars, or a Star Wars?
I guess if I had to rank the three films.
Yeah.
I would say my least favorite to favorite.
Okay.
My least favorite one is probably Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a little bit more of a sadder one. Some sad stuff happens in that one. This one I would rate above that because it's happier. There's a good happy ending on it, too. But number one, I think, would just have to be like Back to the Future. It's just a more iconic film.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Actually, if I, you know, I'm just going to say it. Back to the Future 2, probably the best.
Like, that's how you do a real trilogy.
Yeah.
You know?
If there is a way that the trilogy was Star Wars, Back to the Future 2, Back to the Future 1, maybe Blank Check, that's what I would do.
And then maybe Godfather 2 is in there somewhere also. I don't know. I still don't really feel like this. It doesn't feel like Endor. It feels more just like being in a park.
Yeah, I mean, it is a park. Being at the top of the slide kind of feels like you're in an AT-AT, right?
You know what's taking me out of the experience here is I can still see your house.
Oh, yeah. That's if my mom comes out. I want to be able to see her.
Oh, no. You know what I just thought of?
What?
What if, like, one of the governments from Earth built a space station on the moon or something, and they were, like, shooting at other countries from there, kind of like Death Star did. I hope no one gets that idea.
It's probably such a really good idea, right? They made two movies with a star that kills planets.
Well, now I'm wondering, I don't want to scrap this whole thing, but maybe we should just erase this tape. I don't want the tape to fall into the wrong hands and then someone gets that idea.
That's true.
Even if America got it, I mean, I'd feel better if we had it than other people. That's just me.
Yeah, it's really weird that in Star Wars, like, certain people are British. Like, Obi-Wan Kenobi is British, but he's in Star Wars. So why is he British?
Yeah, I wondered that too. Like, how come some of these people are British? They don't explain that stuff very well. And, like, you know, they also don't really explain the war that well.
Yeah.
Why all the fighting?
Yeah, tons of fighting. How do they get supplies into space?
Sometimes I think that things would have just gone more smoothly and just been way easier road if, like, Luke and Han and Yoda and everybody, if they just joined the Empire.
Yeah. Also, it's like, okay, even if, like, the Empire was in charge, what is the Empire doing that's bad?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, have they done anything bad? Because as far as I know, they just chill in their ships and they're like, yo, you guys should stop fighting us, stop resisting. And everyone's like, no, we resist you. And it's like, seriously, we're not doing anything that bad, but the more you resist us, the more we, like, have to stop you.
Yeah,
you know, they probably had that conversation. That was probably edited out of the entire thing, but, like, they probably had that conversation.
It's true. I mean, the Death Star, like, if everybody just joined the Empire, they wouldn't even need the Death Star to blow up planets. They could just live there.
All Vader wanted was just to, like, get plans to his thing that he has. And, like, they're like, no, we're not going to give it to you. And then he's like, well, that sucks because now I got to use this thing. I don't know. It's just the movie could go different ways if they just weren't trying to kill the Empire.
I really get the impression that Darth Vader did not want to kill anybody, and that he really just was like, you guys, we have this cool club. We have a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Like, look at all these space uniforms that we have.
Look at all these jobs we created.
A lot of jobs.
Like, and what? Like, a couple dudes that live in the middle of nowhere in the desert, and then, like, one frog guy in the swamp is like, no, we gotta blow it up. Like, there's people that were gonna retire, right? They probably have really good medical benefits. Like, there's construction workers. There's also, like, tons of people, like, growing crops and farms and stuff to, like, support themselves. And they're like, no, we're going to blow it up. We're going to blow it up.
There are people manufacturing the army outfits. There are people making the lightsabers. The lightning dude who shoots the lightning, he's probably got people who work for him. Like, did you ever stop to think about those people?
Yeah.
Or were you just being all selfish in your desert hut?
And think about it. Think about it like this. Darth Vader, first of all, you know he didn't want to get in a fight. He's dressed completely in black so people can't see him. And he's afraid of getting hit because he's completely covered in armor. All the soldiers, too, they're well taken care of because they're completely in armor, too. Everyone's trying not to get hit, and they know that there's people out there. It's like, hey, we know that there's people that hate us because we are all cool and chill together. We're going to try our best not to get you guys hurt. Here, take all this armor. You know, the other team doesn't even have armor. They don't even care about their people. Those guys are, like, ready to die. For what? I don't know.
It's all just really silly. And you know, I bet if you looked back through history, there aren't really any clear examples of that type of scenario happening, like, in real life. So I'm glad that we, you know, we're able to explore this in the cinema where it's safe.
Yeah, 100%. Because, like, I mean, that's scary, right? Someone taking over the world is scary. I get it. But, you know, like, I think if it happened...
He's not even in your world, though. He's not even in your world, though, Mike. He's in space. Just leave him alone. He wants to live on his space station. Look, okay? A lot of people live on the space station. Does the Death Star have some... Look, it has a scary name. I'll give you that. They could have picked a better name.
Yeah.
They could have just called it, like...
The Nightlight. Or the Love Bug. Or...
Darth's Place.
Spain. Like, who knows?
So it's got a scary name. You know, and I get that there's some weapons on board. They're not supposed to protect themselves.
It's
there's
space.
A lot of people who live there. Space is dangerous.
Space is super dangerous. Did you notice that they can breathe when they're outside in space? Have you noticed that?
Wait, when were they breathing outside?
Like, whenever the ships dock, you can see it's open and there's space out there. But, like, people are standing on this dock. So, like, I don't know, movie magic, I guess.
That's your answer for everything is movie magic, though.
Well, I mean...
Every time we talk about something, you're just like, oh, they did it with movie magic. You know I love you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know that you even know how movie magic works, what it means.
It's like when things are in movies and you can't explain them. Movie magic.
Once we finally get on the radio and stuff, like, we can't just answer everything with, oh, it's movie magic. I mean, people are counting on us to peel back layers of this onion and, like, really figure out what's going on. What I'm saying is I don't think that that's what it was. Like, there wasn't even a film crew on that spaceship.
There had to be a film crew.
No. No.
Did you know the original title of this movie? It was called Revenge of the Jedi. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that, actually. Revenge of the Jedi.
Yeah,
okay.
Revenge of the Jedi. But it was changed in the last minute.
Why is that?
Too many letters on the poster.
Oh, like it wouldn't fit?
Yeah, it just wouldn't fit. It just didn't look right. So they're like, well, what's another R word? I don't know. Maybe Reply of the Jedi. Maybe Reinstate the Jedi.
Jedis.
Renew the Jedi. Jedis. There's like a bunch of them that they went through. There's a bunch of posters. You can find them. You can find them all online right now. But yeah, they went with Return of the Jedi. I don't know why.
And that's the thing that is interesting too about that title is you never really see the Jedi return. Like, where are these Jedis? I know they're out there. They've been talking about them throughout the three movies, but they never really come back.
Yeah, they don't come back, which a lot of broken promises with Return of the Jedi. It's not the best movie. To be honest, it's kind of the same bad guy as the first two movies.
I will say, though, we talked about the costumes. Those were good. The hoverboards were really cool. All the time travel stuff was great. I will say my favorite thing, though, was at the end when everybody's celebrating. Like, I get it. Things would have been easier if everyone would have just joined the Empire. But I'm sorry that happened, that all the Empire had to get, like, blown up. But at least at the end, there's a lot of other people who seemed really happy about it. So take things from their perspective, too.
Hey. That kid's wearing the same shirt as me. That's so weird.
Oh my god, he is. I can't believe you guys both have a Ren and Stimpy shirt on. That's so funny.
Yeah, anyways, it looks like this kid really wants to get in on this thing over here.
We're almost done with the slide. Hold on.
Yeah, just
hold on.
Just be 10 minutes. Be cool. Jeez.
Yeah, the kids in your neighborhood are just really selfish about this slide.
Like little monsters. Like, who cares, right?
Yeah, we're just up here recording a radio show. Like, calm down. We'll let you use it when we're done. We're not done yet. Wait your turn.
Use the rings. Who cares?
In conclusion, Return of the Jedi, overall, I really liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. Feedback, there could have been more Jedis. There was a lot of returning. You know, everybody really pretty much returned from the second part. Not that many of them were Jedis, though. No. I don't know. Do you have final thoughts on it, Mike?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a great movie, but, like, I hated it, and I just, like, wouldn't watch it again. It's just not... If it was Back to the Future 1 or 2, yes, I am on board. If this is Star Wars 1, yeah, I'm also on board again.
Right.
You know, if this was Raiders of the Lost Ark or any other movie that I like, I would watch it, but I don't like this movie. And even though I like this movie, I just won't watch it again.
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, this was my second or third time seeing it. And, you know, I felt like we owed it to our audience and all our radio listeners to just, you know, cap out the trilogy and then just move on to the next thing. Here's the thing. Are we going to review movies sometimes that we don't like? Yes. Are we going to review movies that we think are okay? Absolutely. Are we going to review movies that we really, really love? Hardly ever. That's just not our job.
Yeah. I did not like this movie the first time I saw it. I didn't like this movie the next 15 times I saw it. But like,
oh, wow, you've seen it a lot.
Yeah. Am I going to watch it every year? Yes, I'm going to watch it every year. Why? I don't know.
And I feel you kind of owe it to the trilogy just as a body of work. Like, just watch them all once a year. And just do it and just get it out of the way. You know, maybe you get it out of the way at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And then you have the whole rest of the year. You don't have to do it again.
Or just play it at night when you're asleep. That counts.
I don't know. We all have to see these movies. Us more so than you guys since we're talking about them all the time.
Yeah, we'll probably review the trilogy again next year. Yo, we got to get out of this. This kid is like pissing me off.
Okay, we're going.
We're leaving. We're okay. God. Oh my God.
Okay, everybody. We'll see you next week. Okay, get ready to go down the slide.
One, two. Don't push!